It is Christmas, and for many that means Santa Claus. And we were just wondering if you ever thought there were how many? Have you ever thought about how many Santas are out there? In America, probably not.
Why would I think about that? Is it not like one Santa?
Because you're a curious individual. Apparently, in Europe, there are many, many Santas.
You mean one guy can't do all that?
No. They believe, in some cases, that there are thousands of them. Matt Thompson, our friend at the BBC World Service, he just finished a radio show that's going to be broadcast over the holidays investigating this very point. And we spoke to him about what he found. Welcome, Matt.
Hello.
So how many Santas are there in Northern Europe?
Well, in Iceland, there's 13 Santas. And in countries like Norway, Sweden, Finland, there are as many Santas as there are households, because every house has their own mini Santa.
But how does that work exactly? So if we all have our own individual Santas, do they just show up on Christmas Day?
Well, actually, they're there all the time, because in Northern Europe, each house has a protecting spirit. In Norway, it's called the Nisse. In Sweden, it's called the Tomte. And this is generally a good spirit, a protecting spirit who lives in the vicinity of the house. It can get grumpy. And during the year, you have to make a small sacrifice to the spirit, and it will look after your interests and bring you luck.
Sounds a little pagan, Matt.
Yeah, medieval.
It has a touch of that about it. And the more you look into the whole Santa thing, it gets interesting the way that some of these pagan aspects, you can still see them in the Santa Claus we might be more familiar with, because children, for instance, will put out a cookie or a carrot for Santa's reindeer. And, you know, that comes out of these much older traditions.
Would that be considered a sacrifice? Or what kind of sacrifices in Northern Europe are you talking about?
Well, in Norway, you just have to put out a bowl of porridge, but it must have a knob of butter on the top.
Or else?
Or else it doesn't count as a sacrifice.
Matt, so if you had a bad year and actually you didn't behave very well, and just the sort of cookie and eggnog for Santa, you feel like maybe that's not enough. Sacrificing a goat might improve things for you on Christmas Day?
As long as it's not a Christmas goat. Because in other countries such as Austria, they have this character called the Yule Goat, who actually brings the presents. But you're in the right neck of the woods there.
That's right. I mean, I'm onto something.
Iceland is completely different. We can come on to that in a minute. They've got a whole weird different shtick there.
And so what is their shtick?
These protecting spirits of the households, they're actually traditionally associated with the grave mounds that you get with all human habitation. Now, when the Vikings went over to Iceland, nobody actually lived there before. It was completely empty. So there weren't any graves for tomtes or nisses to be associated with. So they don't really have that tradition at all in Iceland. And instead, they have these characters called the Christmas lads. There's 13 of them, and they're really like tricksters. They come one a day on the days leading up to Christmas Eve. And in Iceland, your main present is not given to you by Santa Claus. It's actually given by your parents. And what the children do with the Christmas lads is they put a shoe on the inside of their windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
And during the night, the Christmas lads come along. Each night has got a different Christmas lad, and you can tell which one it's going to be because it's, you know, in the newspapers, they'll say which Christmas lad has come in that night. And typically you'll get a small present, what we'd call a happy, in the shoe.
Matt, in America, the Christmas lads are the guys that come over the next day and install the big screen TV on the wall. Actually, it's a little bit different. So your daughter is there, right, Matt?
Yeah, Eliza, yeah.
I mean, she's an expert, so let's just ask her. Eliza, how many Santas are there in the world?
Well, to me, there's only one, because that's the only man who gives me presents.
There you go.
And so who would that Santa be?
Well, typically the one who lives in North Pole.
Typically, I see. So that's the one that comes Christmas Eve along with his reindeer, pulled by his reindeer.
Yep.
Now, do you think all these other Santas that your dad is doing these radio programs about work for that main Santa that comes to your house?
No, they're enemies.
Enemies. Now you're talking. Now here's a new radio program, Matt.
Santa's enemies.
I love it. I love it. Now we're beyond paganism. We're into world domination.
Here. We're into Hollywood.
Fantastic. Eliza, thank you so much for being a part of the program. I think that's terrific. I mean, these traditions are long held, and are, you know, despite your kind of anthropological approach there, Matt, you're not convincing her of anything.
No, well, I mean, the thing about the Christmas lads is they're actually really scary because their mum's a cannibal and eats children. And, you know, I mean, that's
a cannibal, as in something that eats people, like a person who eats another person?
Sort of Hannibal Lecter type person. You know, that aspect, you know, when we think of Santa Claus, he's sort of fat, jolly fellow who's sort of completely good. There's no downside to Santa. Whereas in Iceland, it's really much more ambivalent. And, well, there's a whole other aspect to this, which is quite interesting, which is that these sort of ancient traditions and spirits in Scotland and Iceland and places, you traditionally get women associated with the winter spirits. So the mother of the Christmas lads, who's called Grýla, the reason that she's a woman, if you like, is that you get this association with winter because in winter it's a time when people are in their houses and the women are sort of in a way in control of the houses. In summer, the men go out and do fighting or whatever they're doing.
So there's all kinds of themes and interwoven bits of history and reality and fantasy. Matt Thompson, thank you so much for joining us about your show, Too Many Santas.
Sounds like Mrs. Claus rules there in Iceland. I did not know that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, pleasure.
Matt Thompson is the producer of that radio show we've been talking about, Too Many Santas, and it's being broadcast over the holidays by our partners, the BBC's World Service.
The Christmas Lads.
Cannibals.
Like a band, yeah.
Never quite thought it would be Talking Santa and Cannibals
music
in the same
group.
Yeah, exactly.
Lederhosen. The whole thing. It's a great package. Anyway, how many ever Santas you believe in, we're going back to your childhood, talking about your dreams, wishes, and desires that made it or didn't under the Christmas tree. Think back. Was there one wish you had as a child that never came true?
What I wanted for Christmas was a bionic Bigfoot. It was from Steve Austin, the $6 Million Man, and it had a bionic eyeball that you could actually look through in the back of his head.
Now Dora, there's wanting the bionic Bigfoot,
right.
And then there's sharing. That
you
wanted.
Want
it. Bigfoot. But we want to hear your story, regardless of the pathology and of the deep, dark origins of your lingering disappointment, at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. And here's your takeaway. It's about Baghdad.
One of the first lessons of democracy is cynicism, I suppose, to see politicians disappoint you.
That's the New York Times Baghdad Bureau reporter Campbell Robertson talking about the Christmas spirit in Baghdad on This Morning and the emerging fledgling democracy in Iraq as observed by U.S. troops. We're always on. Take our podcast to go. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
This is The Takeaway.
You wouldn't mind my red nose?
Not if you don't mind me being a dentist.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.